Let's go now to Western Australia, where the number of Aboriginal children being removed from their parents has almost doubled in the last 5 years. Now, Indigenous leaders are proposing that children could be looked after by elders on former missions as an alternative to foster care. Lucy Martin has our report.
Mum, while you're there, can you bring the biscuits and watermelon out?
5-year-old Annie is a proud Noongar girl. She lives with a foster family in the Perth suburb of Wembley.
What does she do?
She cheats.
She might have looked at those two.
You know, it's just been a real eye-opener for us and just a joy because Annie's one of the most loving, generous children we've ever come across.
Foster mum Patricia O'Gorman is doing everything she can to make sure Annie stays connected to her culture, including regular get-togethers with her birth parents.
She's very aware of her tummy mummy and her tummy dad, and then we're her foster family. And, you know, when we're talking to mum and dad, mum will say that she's Annie gets her smartness from mum. She's very athletic. She gets that from dad. She's into music and dancing. Her sister's music and dancing. So she relates to all the things from her family and her culture.
Annie, whose name has been changed, is one of about 15,000 Aboriginal children in care across Australia. Stefan Lund is the executive manager of foster organisation Wansley Family Services.
For us, it's not just as simple as going along to an Aboriginal event in NAIDOC week, for example. It's about a consistent approach, for example, taking children to the Aboriginal Health Service, taking them to an Aboriginal playgroup, and making sure that they're actually seeing family and elders and people who are significant within the Aboriginal network in their community.
Placing children with family or Indigenous carers is a top priority. But with just 3 Indigenous carers on Wansley's books, it's a tough ask. Jim Morrison is an Aboriginal elder and the co-convener of WA's Bringing Them Home Committee.
I'm sorry, I don't think foster care and I don't think out-of-home care is getting the best results, not from what I've seen.
He's joined with other service providers and advocacy groups to form the new Aboriginal Child Protection Council. It's proposing that Aboriginal children who can't stay with their parents be sent to healing centres located on former missions, where they'd be looked after by elders.
So it might be that there is a centre, whether it be live-in, I'm not sure, whether it be day-to-day activities around therapy, Aboriginality, whether it be language, culture, bush medicine. The older people will be there as well, providing some mentoring and some leadership.
Thousands of Aboriginal people were sent to missions around Australia after being stolen from their parents, and Mr Morrison acknowledges returning will be difficult for some elders.
Taking missions back for our kids now, that doesn't sound right. If our kids at the end of the day are going to get good care and not progress to juvenile detention, for example, you know, our families and community are going to be very supportive of that.
It's Irish dancing.
5-year-old Annie is growing up with a deep connection to her Aboriginal culture, but she's also learning about her foster mum's Irish heritage. Patricia O'Gorman believes the two cultures share a few similarities.
I think a love of the land is massive. The Irish are very, very traditional. They have a love of music. They have dream time, we have story time, we have yarns, we have Shanachies who tell stories. I think we can relate to a lot of the things we have.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
And that report from Lucy Martin.